Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joseph Joffe, save us from ourselves. Good morning. Joseph Joffe is a matric pupil at King David High School. And you know what? He's not listening to any of this negativity. He's going to do something good. Aren't you, Joseph?
Morning, Howard. Yes.
All right. So there we go with that kind of an introduction. What could you possibly say? But either way, Joseph, you are a matric pupil at King David High School, and you are going to do the school and your team is going to do something magical. Tell us what you're doing.
In honor of Rosh Hashanah on Sunday and Heritage Day on Saturday, the matric body of King David Linksfield have decided to break the Guinness World Record for the amount of sandwiches made in an hour tomorrow. As part of a matric project, an annual matric project called Matric Gives Back, which is a way for matrics at King David Linksfield to give back to their community, their school, and their society around them. So we are aiming to make 65,000 sandwiches in an hour.
What?
And to break the current world record of 57,000 sandwiches, which was made in Texas.
So how does it work? And what does it mean, make? Like, when does it start? What can you pre-prepare, I guess, is what I'm asking in terms of the regulations around breaking this record. You can slice the bread, presumably. You can have sliced bread ready.
Exactly. So we can have sliced bread, which was generously donated by Albany, and who have donated over 5 tons of bread, which was 7,300 loaves of bread. So that's tomorrow morning.
How many tons of bread?
5 tons of bread from Albany.
That's a lot of carbs, hey?
Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible, and well done to Albany. So that's fantastic. So they've donated the bread pre-sliced, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. And then we have almost a ton of cheese, small sliced cheese donated by Clover Cheese,
right,
which is also coming on the morning.
Right.
So they're also delivering it, and it's all being pre-sliced, and they've been so willing to help us.
Right.
And then we've also got lettuce, which is donated by a parent in our school, of 800 kilos of lettuce.
Unbelievable. That's at least healthy. Right. So 800 kilos of lettuce, your cheese, and the bread. What else do you have there?
Our main ingredients, because Guinness World Records were quite specific in their requirements, we actually first originally planned peanut butter, which was going to be donated by also Albany, but then we found out new regulations and we were told we had to have two ingredients excluding condiments. So therefore we've got our lettuce and our cheese, and then we've also planned mayonnaise because we don't want the sandwiches to fall apart, so we want them to stick together. So we've got our cheese donated by Clover Cheese, our bread by Albany, and we've got mayonnaise.
That's incredible. And lettuce. Okay, so now I presume that everything can be ready and set up, because when that clock starts, it's going to be mayhem.
Exactly. So this afternoon, yesterday afternoon, the whole week actually, tomorrow morning, the matric body have been working really hard to set up the tables, set up the bread. Well, the bread's only coming tomorrow morning, but to organize the logistics, the bread, the cheese, the delivery, how each table's going to run, because you can't just have one person making one sandwich as it would go too slowly. So we have to organize a conveyor belt of sandwich making. So yeah, the matric body have been hard at work organizing logistics.
And so how many people will be making sandwiches? How many people are lined up on those tables?
We are looking at about 800 people.
Wow. Wow. That is incredible. And hold on, do the math for me. How many sandwiches does each person have to make then?
Each person has to make about, 10, no.
I don't know, somebody, couldn't he?
Yeah, about
80
sandwiches.
Don't just sit there, you've got a calculator in front of you. You're making how many sandwiches? You are doing, what's the record you're trying to break? 65,000.
65,000.
Right, divided by 800 students?
Yeah, it's about 80 sandwiches, each person.
Okay, so that, yeah.
Which is more than a sandwich a minute.
Wow, okay, that is unreal. Look, you don't want to be the guy or the girl to let the team down. So do you think they're practicing? Do you think they're at home slicing, practicing?
I hope so, but I don't think so.
Wait, hold on. Did you teach a technique? Is there a technique?
Well, we've got a technique where one person will do the mayonnaise spread and another person will do the cheese and another person will do the lettuce, and we combine the sandwiches in order to effectively make them as quick as possible.
And where's all what's happening at the end of this? Where do the sandwiches go?
So we've got different charities coming to collect the sandwiches. So firstly, we've got who are going to distribute 20,000 of the sandwiches across Gauteng.
Right.
They one charity. And then we've got another charity called Nashua Children's Charity Foundation, and they support, well, 35 of their supported charities are coming to collect various amounts of sandwiches to also distribute across Gauteng.
I absolutely love the story. Joseph Joffe, good luck. You have to tell us, you have to let us know how it goes. What time is this kicking off tomorrow?
We're starting at 9:30 tomorrow morning.
So it's 9:30 until 10:30, and by then
exactly. We'll
know exactly that it's been achieved. Please let us know. It is absolutely wonderful. I adore this type of story where pupils and schools are just doing something extraordinary, and whilst doing that, they are doing good around them as well. Joseph Joffe, matric pupil at King David High School, they've got this massive challenge of breaking the Guinness World Book of Records for the most amount of sandwiches made in an hour. Absolutely incredible.